19. Cass City has only had three players score. Harbor Beach has had seven. Cass City, Cody Orban has seven. Drew King with three. And Cole Israelson with nine. The only foul trouble for Cass City is Israelson has two. Otherwise, four players with one. No harm, no foul. Too much there. Harbor Beach has had seven players score. Aaron Ginther with two. Jason Hansen with eight. Eli Kraft with nine. Johnny Kraft with three. Jordan Booms with two. Andrew Steen with five. And Sloan Glass with four. Foul trouble for Harbor Beach. Aaron Ginther has two. Eli Kraft has two. Jordan Booms has two. And a very shallow bench for Harbor Beach. John?
Well, you know, as far as the shallow bench in Harbor Beach, they are coming through. Because look at these point spread for Harbor Beach. They have seven guys in the scoring column already. Well, Cass City has just three. As far as shooting percentages, listen to this, though. 4 for 19, 21% for Cass City in the first quarter. Second quarter, 3 for 10, 30%. Total, 7, 29, 24% for the entire half. 24% for Cass City, I don't buy it. It almost feels like they're ready to explode.
We'll see. Only time will tell.
Harbor Beach, 7 for 12, 58% in the first quarter. 4 for 16, 25% in the second quarter. Total, 11 for 28, 39%. That's steady as she goes for the Pirates. This is the time you probably want to turn on the juice as far as getting them into a transition game. I don't know if it's going to work. We'll see what happens with the foul trouble.
You're fairly successful typically when you shoot 40% on a neutral site like tonight, even though it's technically a away game against home Cass City. At Cass City in the district semifinals, 3 minutes before we start the second half. Harbor Beach is still in their locker room. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll be back with a halftime interview with an assistant coach from Harbor Beach right after this.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Caro. Looking for a fine luxury car? Look no further. We have a great selection of brand new Lincolns on the lot. Our Lincoln selection is larger than any other in the thumb. We have the luxurious MKZ, MKS, MKX, and MKT all in stock. You can't beat the quality and beauty in a Lincoln. Step up to one of these premium automobiles. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance works solely through independent agents? Because independent agents live and work right in their communities, providing you with all your insurance needs. Auto owners insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
With auto owners insurance, every policy comes with a local agent who lives and works right in your community, offering competitive rates for all your insurance needs. Choose auto owners insurance, the no problem people. Choose local. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
One minute before the second half starts, Ryan Brown is standing by with an assistant coach for Harbor Beach. Ryan, take it away.
I'm with assistant coach Dan Brown here. How do you think your team has played so far in the first half?
We're satisfied with the tempo of the game in the first half. Obviously, we've got to do a little bit better defensively with the dribble penetration. They're dumping it off to the big guys down below. We've made some adjustments with that. We've made adjustments out top, so I think we'll be all set to go in the second half.
Did Ron address foul trouble at all?
Yes, we did. Those are the adjustments that we made. We made some switches and stuff like that, so we're good to go.
Okay, thank you. Good luck. Clark?
Thank you, Ryan, for that. As we are about to get going here in the second half here, John pointed out a good thing while we were on break. We were here for the Lakers-Cass City game in Cass City, and Cass City came out of the locker room at halftime and just blitzed the Lakers, outscored them 16-7 and take control. They had a four-point lead after trailing by five at halftime against Lakers. Can they do the same thing against Harbor Beach? Well, we'll find out. We have 8 minutes on the clock for the third quarter. John?
You just have a sense that this is their gym. And they're ready.
I had no clue.
Well, even though they've been off for a little while, you know, with rental gyms as they go, but it just seems like there's a little bit of a rustiness to their game in the first half. Second half, you just got that feeling that they might explode. We'll see.
Well, Jerv Jingspass is in for Cass City. They're now moving left to right across your radio. And the white jerseys with maroon trim. Jerv King going against the Aaron Ginther, who's back into the game, into Erla on the right wing. And Israelson in the right post, and Ginther almost stolen away, tipped out of bounds by Ginther. And it's Cass City ball underneath thrown. Hoop on the right side of your radio, 7:45 to go in the third. 33-19, Harbor Beach by 14 points. Nickel on the left wing into Orban, top of the key, being guarded by Kraft. Harbor Beach is now in a matchup zone. Jerv King feeds it into Erla in the left post, turns and shoots. This one's no good. Three Harbor Beach players to pick it up. Ginther over to Kraft in the right corner, back out to Hanson, right wing, decide not to take the three. Drives into the right post, kicks it to Seaman, who can't keep a handle on it, set loose, and we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be Cass City foul on Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach ball on the sideline.
Is that on Jerv King?
It's on the arm regardless, and it is on Jerv King. That's his second. Team's first of the half for Cass City. Hanson passes into Eli Kraft in the backcourt. Opposite free throw line. Here he comes across midcourt. 7:10 to go in the third. 14-point lead for the Pirates over Cass City. Kraft over to Hanson, left wing. Feeds it into Booms at the left elbow. Into Ginther in the far left corner. Drives down the baseline, takes the runner with plenty of arc. No good. Rebound, Cass City. And we have a foul on number 32 for Harbor Beach. Jordan Booms, that's his third. That could cause a problem for Harbor Beach.
That's what he didn't want to do.
And he knew it, too. Jerv King passes into Orban. Back up Jerv King, been guarded by Ginther 85 feet from his own hoop.
Jordan's going to get a chance to explain that to Coach Rule because it looks like Sloan Plasky is coming in.
And Jerv King over to Nickel on the far left corner. And Israelson in the left post, turns it, puts it in, and it's good. Israelson now with 11 points on the night. Cuts the lead down to 12, 33-21 for the Pirates. Tip ball, perhaps being double-teamed in the backcourt, gets stolen by King into Orban left post, goes up for the shot, and it was actually a travel call. He lost it on the way up. I thought he was actually got kicked by Ginther's foot, who jumped so high and hit at his waist, but regardless, it's a travel call.
I think Cody Orban just got a little happy feet on that one. He was scared.
Well,
I mean, what am I going to do with no time to do it in? And that's what it was. He was kind of like in no man's land.
Regardless, it's a turnover, though. And here come the Pirates. They've not scored yet in this third quarter. Only 2 points for Cass City. We played a minute 45. Ginther left wing into the left elbow to Seaman. Double team coming. Turns and gets the Kraft, who feeds it into Sloan Plasky on the baseline. Rebound Israelson with ease. Out to Orban. Here comes Cass City. Cross midcourt. And guard by Ginther. Orban out to top of the key. Matchup zone for the Pirates. Early on the right wing. Drives into the free throw line. Picks up his dribble into Jerv King, the left corner for three. No. Didn't hit anything. Rebound Sloan Plasky. Harbor Beach trying to push it. Now Hanson has it in the right corner. Back out on the baseline to Seaman. Goes against Israelson. Loses it into Kraft left post. Dribbles back out to the left corner. Skip pass over to Hanson, right wing. Trying to feed it inside. Seaman at the top at the high post. He gets it there. Back out to Kraft left wing. Seaman left elbow. Drives in, loses it. Kraft picks it up. Left corner. 33-21, 12-point lead for the Pirates, 5:15 left in the third. Kraft, dribbling in the corner, picks it up, skip pass to the Hanson once again in the right wing, and we have an off-the-ball call against Erla, who just looked like a freight train coming through Aaron Ginther. Tried to go for the steal, didn't realize Ginther was in front of him, plowed him to the ground, and it's going to be a foul against Erla. That's only his first, though, Cassidy's second of the half.
I think Erla got a little impatient on the defense, and that's what happens when you take about 30 seconds off the clock on the offensive possession.
Hanson has it on the right wing, dribbles into the right post, goes up for the shot, and we have a travel call. Appears that he's made the jump stop, then brings down both feet at the same time. That's a travel. King into Orban. Our reach retreat to half court. 33-21 on the court for Cass City. We have King, Orban, Erla, Nickel, and Israelson. and Orban in the right corner. Drives in.